When you tell the story of how you came to your comedy career, and I think this is always so fascinating with funny folks like yourself, was it a matter of someone discovering you in a way and telling you, hey, you're really funny, you can tell jokes for a living, or was it more of an extended process than that?
Yeah, it was more desperation. That's exactly what it was. It was I had tried everything else, and this was kind of something people always said, I could make people laugh, friends of mine. There's no real manual for it. You just got to go out and figure it out. It's kind of like doing radio. You got to hang out with people that know what they're doing, and you fail a lot, and then all of a sudden you get your own voice, and you feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then when I started out, I used to write things I thought were funny. Now I just say what I really think, it works really well. So, it wasn't really a tough decision. I was working at a Christian bookstore when I, decided I probably want to pursue this, and it's not really hard leaving $8,000 a year, to be honest. I was just leaving. Let's say it was six-figure income, but there was a decimal point in there.
I think we were robbed of an experience there, though. I can't imagine going into a Christian bookstore and being able to buy a Frank Peretti novel from you. That would be incredible.
I worked in the music department. It was in East Texas, and I get some interesting questions like, "Yeah, I'm looking for a song about Jesus. I heard on the radio it's about Jesus. Okay, you're going to have to give me a little more detail on that. It's the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Oh, that song, right over here. It's like any experience is a good experience, and that's what you draw from. I'm very grateful for being able to do this. Mm. I never lose that. I always know that I've had so many jobs where I wasn't needed. It's like if I didn't show up to work one day, it was like almost a good thing. Like I wasn't there to mess anything up, And that's real. Especially as a dude, you're like, that's a lot of your pride and your identity comes from your work. And I couldn't find any work that I was really any good at. But I finally found something that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I only know how to do like three things. This is one, and this is radio interviews, comedy, and I can make a really good sandwich. That's about it.
That is a great arsenal of productivity right there.
A lot of bullets in the gun,